traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians. This is Scott Miller, founder of the International Equine Network, coming to you today live from Delray Beach, Florida. We're going to have our year-end review show today, so it's going to be strictly my opinions and my views of the equestrian industry for 2021, and we're going to go from there. We're going to start off with some significant changes here in the business. As we've talked before over the last year, the importance of television and radio and media coverage of the horse industry. For a long time, the horse industry has survived pretty much just on local, participation from fans and some few networks had racing or horse shows on or, you know, that type of thing. And I'll give you a good example. One of the greatest shows in the world that you'll ever go to see is the Land Rover 3-day eventing event at Lexington, Kentucky at the end of April, right prior to the Kentucky Derby. And it's an unbelievable, you have dressage, you have hunter jumpers, and you have cross country. And they put together a pretty good package, an hour long, of the highlights of the 3-day Rolex event. And speaking of Kentucky, we're talking about the Kentucky Derby also, the Preakness, the Belmont, that type of thing, all the thoroughbred stuff. And also, but one of the significant changes that's being made now is NBC Sports Network is shutting down. They're shutting down the NBC Sports Network, and they're going to be switching a lot of their programming over to the USA Network and the CNBC Network and NBC Universal that they're going to be going over to. So you're looking at about 1,500 hours of sports that's going to be distributed between three different networks. And the reason we're talking about this is because it's very important that we get our product out to the consumers. We can only draw so many to each equestrian event, and a lot of the events like the Derby, Preakness, Belmont, the Breeders' Cup, that type of thing, is attended to by fans from all over the world, and then there's other races throughout the year, the Derby prep races that are coming around that'll be coming up here. And of course, we get a lot of people to those, which is great and everything. But we need to go that extra mile. We need to go that extra step. We need to get into the television and radio aspect of it. Now, when I was growing up and working at Keeneland and Churchill and Gulfstream and Santa Anita and Belmont and Saratoga, every community that we went into, they had a local station that would have a program, and they would either broadcast the feature race of the day or have a full-blown production. Most of the time, it was just the feature race of the day. And so everybody in the barn would tune into it. You had a radio at all four corners of the barn, and you can listen to the race live and everything. And that was the first major step into helping promote the equine industry. And having said that, that led into all the different things that we have now, the different networks, different ways to view racing and that type of thing. And one of them is on IENTV.org and radio. That's one way you can, stay in tune with what we're doing. And what we've done here at IEM is we've kind of looked at the whole industry as a whole and to see where, what we needed and what we were looking for. And I think that I've come up with a great combination. Basically, what we do here is we cover literally everything involved in and around the horse industry. We go from satellite distribution of video and radio to horse feed, to RV camping for the equestrian, equestrian of the week, equine business of the week, you know, that type of thing, and farm of the week, and so much more. You can watch international horse racing from all over the world. You can watch harness racing from all over the world. You can watch horse shows from all over the world, and you can watch horse sales. And in fact, we've got coming up this month on the 10th of January through the 13th, the Keeneland January Horses of All Ages sale. And that's a great place because you can get good value for your dollar, and they have a quality book of horses that'll be there. That's January 10th through the 13th, and you can see it live on IEN. And then also we have the Magic Millions from Australia, which you'll be able to see live, is 1/11 through the 17th of 2022. And that's their yearling sale. And so basically what we're trying to tell you is that we've got a lot to offer, you know, here at IEN. And we have anything from show horses to quarter horses to standardbreds, sales, everything you could possibly want to know about the horse industry we have on our website now. We got a great movie on there this week. It's called Horse Camp. It tells about how people go out and go to these horse camps. It's we got Dean Cain and Lisa Ahmed and Dana Blackstone that are starring in that movie. And it's a good family movie, and it's all horse-related, and our movies are here this year. And those are the things that we're trying to do. And unfortunately, for the horse industry itself, every discipline, every association, every breed seems to have their own entity. But they don't stretch that out to, you know, the rest of the world. It's pretty much basically to their own website, you know, or to the magazines or print reporting that they have of their events. No real television, because over the years, the television aspect of doing a sports production was just unbelievably through the roof. So expensive, you had to get sponsors, you know, that type of thing. And when you start getting into demographics of, you know, how many people are listening to your radio show or watching your TV programming on the internet. And so, you know, that makes it tough because it's very minimal. It's very minimal because the marketing aspect of what we're doing here is going to kick into effect in January. We're going to start doing information updates on all the different programs we have. At the Wire is our thoroughbred program. We'll be going to the Blood Horse and to the Jockey Club and to, you know, all the big outlets, the news outlets. We have Chuck Wagon. We're going to be going to all the networks that have food shows and food programming. We have Chucker, which is all about polo, both domestic and international. We're going to be going to the networks with that programming. And what we're trying to do is get all the things that I'm talking about now into 30-minute podcasts or 30-minute programming and have it Monday through Friday. That's what our goal is going to be, is to do that. For example, like At the Wire will be every Thursday afternoon. Because that's when you have all the entries for all the races that are coming up, the big races that are coming up on the weekend, and we know who's going to be running when and where. And so that would be a Thursday afternoon because that's when that information comes up. Then our Chuck Wagon show will be different varieties of quick meals for on-the-go for RVing people. And we hope you send in the recipes, and that's what we'd like to do. is we'd like to get you on the programming to talk about Chuck Wagon. And Chuck Wagon will come in on Wednesday afternoons. You know, that we'll have Chuck Wagon. And you can call in, tell us your recipes, and ask questions and things like that. We'll have people here to answer what you're doing. So what we're getting ready to do here at IEN is going to be second to none. I've spent over a year and a half doing the podcast on BBS, trying to work things out, figure things out. And we found out that BBS was our answer. We couldn't find anything any better. It's economic, and you can go to it, BBS.com or radio.com, and see what all they have to offer. So their program works. And so what we're going to try to do is mirror their programming by interjecting the programmings from the equine industry. And so that's going to be exciting. And it's going to be a lot of work, and we're going to have a lot of people involved with it. Literally, we will have a person for At the Wire, Chuck Wagon, and Chucker that are in the business, that are actually in the polo business, that are actually in the Food Network business. Yeah, you know, that type of thing. We have Flying Turns, which is our standard bred show. And we're going to be reaching out to people like Hall of Fame writer Steve Wolf, get his opinion on the industry. He's with HarnessLink.com, and they tell you any and everything you want to know about the harness industry, both domestic and international. And their website is kind of like mine, but they're only into the harness industry, you see. And here at IEN, we're into everything. You know, we have the International Equine Report, which we're doing here today. And we'll be talking, you know, about things like how they transport horses on airplanes and on trucks and vans. We'll be talking about, you know, how you take care of your horses with the blacksmiths, with the veterinarians, you know, how you go to the sales. You know, we'll be giving you reports, and that will be a statistical review, excuse me there, of what is going on in the horse industry. For example, we'll be letting you know what's going on with the horse sales. We not only will be giving you a preview of the horse sales, but we will be giving you the results of the horse sales. And that's important to do in each one of our segments that we're doing here at IEN. And then, like our Quest for Equine Gold. Boy, I tell you what, that show is going to be, that's going to be massive, because you're looking at the Olympics, you're looking at the Pan American Games, you're looking at national and international championships, and you're looking at, for a good example on there, we have the Global Champions Horse Tour. And what it is the hunter-jumper show horse industry has set up all kinds of horse shows around the world. And that's what's really exciting, is because you're going all around the world. And for example, coming up here in 2022, you can experience this exceptional as you watch the highest level of equestrian sports at our unique global destinations. Spanning the continents of Asia, Europe, and the Americas, Global Champions events deliver unbeatable venues for the best shows in jumping. Soak up the breathtaking views of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, the beautiful Mediterranean Sea at St. Tropez, Cannes, Monaco's famous yacht harbor. Enjoy dynamic cities including London, Shanghai, Rome, Madrid, Doha, Mexico City, Berlin, Prague, with views of the Statue of Liberty coming from the horse shows in Manhattan and New York. These are the things that we are going to be bringing to you live here on IEN. Because we have so much available out there about the industry, and with the multitude of networks that we have to go on and do the distribution, we can be doing this, you know, in a very simplistic way, to where you come in, you know that every week at, for example, like today at 1 o'clock on BBS Radio and TV.com, you know that International Equine Report's there. We've established over a year's worth of experience there, experimenting with the websites, experimenting with different formats that we have here, and it's working. And now it's my position to get the right people into the right different things. And like I mentioned before, you know, we'll have people like Steve Wolf, which is a Hall of Fame writer, you know, commenting on fine turns. And we'll have other trainers and owners that we will be dealing with. And it's going to take the help of our listeners and our viewers and our marketing campaign to get those people to call in to us. And if you call in to us at 323-744-4831, we'll be glad to talk with you about your equestrian endeavors and what you're doing and where you're going and where you're at. And it's all free. It's all free. And that's the unique thing about what we do here. You can come into to our network and get the things that you really would like to have, you know, told about your story. And the story comes straight from you. It's not written by writers. It's not taken off of the internet. It's all by you. And you can't get any better than the real deal than having the word come straight from, as they say, the horse's mouth. And that's what we're trying to do here at IEN. We want to know who you are, where you're at, and what you're doing. And one of the things that, you know, we go through is our last call show. Last call is every bit exciting thing in all the horse business. You don't really have to know about the horses, but you tune in, you watch them, and you see what the horses are selling for. Some go for $1,000, some don't sell at all, and then others go for millions of dollars. You know, and so that's what's always exciting about Last Call, is you can sit around with you and your family, and you can watch Last Call, and you can, you know, say, hey, you know, Billy, I think his horse is going for $10,000, and he goes for $30,000, you know, or he goes for $1,000. And it's an interactive type thing that you can do as you watch. And not only as you watch on IEN about the horse sales, you can actually attend the horse sales for free, and you can go there, you can pick you up a catalog, and you can actually, you know, follow the horse through the sales as you're there live, you know, to where it's in California, Florida, New York, Kentucky, you know, Iowa. There's all kinds of horse sales going everywhere, and we have those for you on Last Call, and they're all live. And so you can call us if you want a catalog from any of the sales that we have. Call us and let us know, and we'll get a catalog to you. And it's all free. You know, you can enjoy the horse sales. And like I said, it's all about distribution and educating the public and exposing them to them. And in order to educate the public about the horse industry, what we have to do is we have to offer them various ways and means of getting to know the horse industry, such as IEN. We have Last Call. It's a sales show, and that'll tell you how people are buying, where they're buying, and why they're buying. Most importantly, why they're buying. And so in order for us to educate the horse public in 2022, we have to expose them to all the different varieties of the horse industry. The location of an event for, like, say, Quarter Time, for example. That's about our AQHA.com. It's about the real cowboys of the world. It's about how they learn how to ride. Some of these people have one horse in the backyard, and they ride AQHA and go to a lot of the events. And then there's other ones that have big farms that have, you know, multitude of horses that they send over all over the world to ride AQHA. And it's really great, you know, like right now on there we have the 2021 AQHA Youth 13 and Under events. And so that, you know, that's good. And you can see how the young kids start out, and you can follow them as they go along. But again, it's all about the exposure. And exposure is limited to a lot of these associations because they don't take the money and put into the funding that would broadcast their programming. It's very difficult do a equestrian broadcast. The cameras, the announcers, you know, the programming. There's just so much that's there that's involved. And so what we've done here at International Equine Network We partner up with some associations, like with their YouTube programming, directly with them, those type of things. And so now we're getting into a position to where when I call, like, say, the people at AQHA, they assign somebody in their media department to tell me what's coming up in the next week or the next month. And that's very key to what we're doing here, because, first of all, I don't have to spend a lot of time or a lot of money with writers. We're getting it straight from the horse's mouth. And when we go to AQHA, it's up to them to how they want to market, you know, their association. And naturally, they're going to tell us what's the most popular, what's the favorite time of day for them, you know, to broadcast. Some of these people might want to broadcast, in the morning. We just don't know. But that's a procedure that we're going through now to find out exactly, what we can do for each one of these associations. And so it's like a marriage. You get together, you hook up with an association, and you work together to help promote what you're doing in your association. And there's no better way than to promote it than to get it, like I said, straight from the horse's mouth. And that's what we're doing. We have another event here. It's called 0 to 10. It's all about dressage. It's a beautiful sport. A lot of the horse people think that dressage is boring because it's when the horses dance to music, but it really isn't. It's a beautiful sport. It's very, very popular. And they do it. We'll be bringing dressage events from all over the world, including the Olympics and the Pan American Games. And so, that's what we look forward to. And we'll go into detail with some of these dressage riders of how long it took them to get their horse to become a world champion. When did they start? Where did they start? How often do they train? How many hours a day do they train? That type of thing. So we're getting it straight from them on what they're doing, in their end of the business. But like I said, again, IEN is an internet distribution point for the equestrian industry. And the way I've set it up is that we literally cover everything in the industry related to the horse business. And some of the things you'll see on there, you'll go, well, why in the heck does he have, a bank on his website? Well, the reason we have a bank on the website is to help our horsemen find out bank financing and banking all around the world, both domestic and international. And that really helps when you have one website that you can go to, click on our bank that we have on our website. And, then you can find out, where a bank is close to you, who can help you, where you have to go, that type of thing, where they got ATM machines all over the world. You can go to that. And so that's why we do that. We put all these different things that we have there, is Bank of America. And another important thing about the horse industry, not only for the horsemen, but for the people that are viewing our website and watching our programming, is we have air, auto, and transportation hotels. And we partner that with Kayak. For Kayak to help you find a place to stay, whether you need to fly or whether you need to drive, any kind of transportation you might need, or a hotel to stay in. And so, when you start partnering with companies like that, it makes it easier for the equestrian. One of the most important things we have on our website is the Equestrian Weather Report. We have the Weather Channel there. You can go anywhere in the world and you can find out what the weather conditions are from where you're at to where you're going and anything in between along the way. And that's very important to the horsemen. They need to know what they're going to be driving through and how they're getting the horses to the shows and to the races and that type of thing. And it's very important that the Weather Channel, so you know what to be prepared for and nothing to blindside you there on there. So, we have that. And again, we're going back to what can we do to help the horsemen and to help the viewers understand the horse business. Very key point. to help the viewers understand the horse business. Because when you have somebody that understands the horse business or any business, either you want to participate in it, you want to watch it, or you don't want nothing to do at all with it. And that's what you get when you come to our website. You're either going to like it, you're either going to watch it, or you're going to get rid of it. And, you know, we just want to expose everybody to the horse industry and all facets of it, not just, thoroughbred racing or standardbred racing. We want to show you that there's a lot more to the horse industry than just, racing in the Kentucky Derby or racing in the Hambletonian for the standardbreds, that type of thing. We have Ask or Find a Vet on our website. You can go to our to the website at aaep.org/horse. And they will tell you where a vet is in your area. You can see all kinds of articles on how to help your horse. You can ask questions. They're the right people to deal with when it comes to that. And that's what we like about this. It gets you right to the people that make the decisions and can put you in the right direction and answer your questions. We have the equestrian information market. We would like for all the companies that are out there, tell us about your product. There this week, we have Cal Density Black Label. It's an all-in-one product for bone, joint, hoofs, heart, attitude, and overall program for helping keep your horse healthy. And that's at caldensity.com. And so those are the kind of products that we want to get into our equestrian information market. It could be feed, it could be horse fly spray, it could be saddles, it could be bridles, it could be just about anything that you related to the horse industry and equestrian information market that we have there. And that's really important because, for example, one of the things that I did when I came here to Sunshine Meadows about 7 years ago is we had no tack shop here. A tack shop is where horsemen go to buy bridles and saddles and liniments and feed and you name it. If it's for the horse, the tack shop has it. And so one of the things that I did is I had a greet and meet here at Sunshine Equestrian Village in Delray Beach. And that meet and greet, we would invite different companies out to the farm to see our farm, to help promote our farm, and bring people in from the surrounding areas here in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade County to see these different people that we would ask in. For example, like the owner of Cal Density. He's hands-on. You can walk up to him, shake his hand, and ask him about the product and what it does. Again, it's getting it straight from, and I hate to keep saying this, but from the horse's mouth. And we do that with all kinds of products, whether it's fly spray, poultice, saddle makers. We do that in the equestrian information market. But back to the tack shop that here, Rick and Liz Shout have a tack shop, and Rick's a very good first class standardbred horseman. He's won a lot of races over the years. His wife Liz, she was the Calgary rodeo queen. She knows the horse business inside and out. She also trains and drives herself, so she does a little bit of everything. But their tack shop, when they came here, we were told by some of the biggest manufacturers in the country that a tack shop would not work at Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village. And so when they told me that, that made me even more intense to prove them wrong, that the things that we have going on here at IEN works. If it's not going to work, I don't have it. I just cut my losses right away, and I don't have it, and I go on to, something else. But with Rick and them in the tack shop, we have some dormitories out here that the grooms live in. And so what I did is I put Rick and Liz in their tack shop into a 20 by 20 tack room. Now, these tack rooms are for grooms to live in, and this was just a straight cinder block tack room, 20 by 20. Well, the main thing that people said is that they were glad to see a tack shop here. Said, we've never had one here. And I said, good. That was the first indication that we were on the road to success. We were on the road to success. Then, after a few weeks of stocking the tack shop up, I noticed a lot of the patrons from Sunshine and Horses came out and said, we cannot believe that they have that many products in such a small room. Said, we have any and everything that we needed to get was in that 20 by 20 room, and Rick and Liz were fantastic, very knowledgeable, and they directed us in the right direction on what to use for our horse. So that was exciting. And then about a year or so after that, Liz and Rick came to me and they said, we're getting a portable building that we're going to bring out to the farm, and we're going to put it there, and we're going to triple the size of our tack shop. And well, when they came in, it was a big steel trailer, and they put more than triple what they had in there. And what I liked about it is they selected a location here on the farm, which is right on the main highway coming in, going back to the barns. And so, you know, we said, wow, I said, you know, this is good, and it works. And so I told all the horsemen out here, I said, this is one of the things that we do here at Sunshine Meadows and IEM. We make things accessible to the general public and to the equestrians. Now, when you go past the tack shop out there and you park in front to go into the tack shop, you're literally 20 feet away from the entrance to getting into the tack shop, and they literally have any and everything that you could want. And if they don't have it, they can get it within a few days of what you need. So those are the kind of things that we're doing here at IEN. We kind of evaluate a situation, and it's kind of funny because all those big companies that told us it wouldn't work, it's working, and they're selling their products out of their tack shop, out of Sunshine and Horses, you know. And so when you start getting the right team together and you get the right people together, life becomes a little easier for you. And instead of driving all the way to Wellington, Florida, you go to Sunshine and Sunshine Tack and Horses, and you're right there on top of things. And instead of taking an hour and wasting gas money and traffic, you take 15, 20 minutes, you go in there and get it and go straight home. So that works real good. So, but again, it goes back to making things accessible to the equestrians and to the general public. One of the things that's really unique is we have equine overnight stabling. It's international domestic overnight stabling for your horses. And what I like about it is it's called the horsemotel.com. And what I like about it is the folks at horsemotel.com, they can tell you about veterinarians in the area. They can tell you about mechanics that can service your trailers or your horse vans or trucks there. They got great facilities that they go into that everybody, you know, just raves about how clean and how nice they are and how professional they are. And it's all over the world, both domestic and international. And that's important when you're traveling, because basically what the point that I'm trying to get across here about IEN is when you come to our website, there's not one thing on that website that you don't need to go to. You can go to all of them, and it can get you right to the right places. You know, and speaking of getting to the right places, we have MapQuest on there. Anywhere domestic or internationally, you can find hotels, restaurants, gas, and get directions. And that's important to the horseman. When you're out on the road and you get lost, or, you know, there's a detour, you know, you can pull off to a safe place on the side of the road, and you can go to MapQuest, and you can find out how to get around, you know, the situation that you're dealing with, and how you can get right to the spot that you need to go to. And or if you need a restaurant, if you need gas or a hotel, you know, again, you can go to them and you can get it. You know, and that's what it's all about. One click and you're there. Then we have our Good Sam Club partners. You can locate RV sites, repair shops, towing, and more. All sites are on IEN approved. All the sites that we have there, we have approved all these sites for the equestrians to go to and to get you in the right direction. And Good Sam's is all part of our equestrian RVing program here. They've hooked up with Camping World, and you can buy new and used trailers. You can rent trailers all over the country. There's all kinds of things that you can do with Good Sam and Camping World. And so when you go to our sites, to see what we have there, you'll like it. And the thing I like about the Good Sam's and Camping World is you go to Camping World on our website, and they tell you all about RVing, like the program we have on there now. It says what happens when you go camping. It's the first week of RVing. It's your first week of RVing full time. You know, I mean, you can go part time, but a lot of the equestrians go full time for, 8, 9, 10 months out of the year. And so Camping World and Good Sam, have you in the right spot, that we're doing there. We also have on here, if you want to come in and catch up on what all's going on, we have programming that we bring from domestic and international equine events, and we have programming coming out of the USA, a variety of programs from all disciplines and all breeds. We have international programming that we have there. We have sales on there. We have horse shows, you name it, we have it, on the international part of our equine events that are all live, and some of them are taped. But for the most part, we're trying to connect you to live programming. Like today, we got on our programming. Today, we have our thoroughbred end of it. It's called America's Day at the Races. It's live programmed from various tracks across the United States, and it's all live. You see them as they're running in Miami and Del Mar and Santa Anita and New York and Kentucky and Illinois and Missouri, wherever they're racing at. You're going to see it there, and which is really exciting, because you're not missing anything there. And then, of course, like I said, National Equine Report today, and one of the things that we have that's a tape one, it's called The Greatest Horses Ever. And it's good to go back and you see what they've done in their careers and where they did it, and how they get there. It's really exciting to watch that. It gives you the insight on why they're champions and how they became champions. So we do that. And then one of the other things that that I really like, and I use every week, sometimes twice a week, it's called ship.com, SHIPT.com. And right now you can get a full year's membership for $49 a year. And that of $49 makes buying groceries, for example, you have Office Depot there. You have in our South Florida here, we have Publix, Winn-Dixie, Costco, CVS Pharmacy. We have their Target. Have a wide variety of places that you can shop at. And wherever you're at in the United States, this membership is good. All you have to do is log into ship.com and you put in your zip code, and it tells you what stores are available in your area where you're at. And that makes it nice. And even better about ship.com is the fact that they can deliver to you at the showgrounds, the racetrack, the hotel. They can deliver to you to your house or to your farm, anywhere in the country that you're at. They can deliver it there. And as long as you spend $35 per order, shipping or the delivery is free. The delivery is free. And let me tell you, nowadays with the economy, it's not hard to spend $35 in any of those, companies that we listed. That goes pretty quick. And the great thing about it is to help offset those costs that you're incurring now because of our economy, is the fact that $49 gets that delivery made to you wherever you're at for free. And when I say free, I mean free. You know, that's the great thing about that. You know, that you have that. You know, that you can do that. And then that way you're saving gas money, you're saving time, and it's all coming right to you to wherever you're at. And that's what we're trying to do here at IEN, make life more convenient for the equestrian, because we know how valuable your time is. We know the logistics that might not be, you might be at a showgrounds where there's not a grocery store close or a drugstore close, you know. But with ship.com, boy, you can make a home run right there, buddy, and take and add an extra hour or two to your day, keep a couple of gallons extra in your gas tank, you know, and not have your time eaten up by, you know, traveling to and from, you know, to get your products that you need. And also, you know, that's what we have. We got equine insurance on our website. Tells you where to go, and they can take care of all your equine insurance, whether it's on your horse, whether it's on your farm, workman's comp, health insurance, vehicle insurance, transporting insurance, you name it, you got it. Yeah, one stop. One click, you come in and say, hey, I need insurance. You go to our website. One click, you go straight to the insurance agent. They answer the phone. You tell them what you need, and you're hooked up right there and there, right then and there, no matter where you're at. That's the great thing about it. No matter where you're at, you can find coverage. And no matter what breed or discipline you have or, you know, your needs, our insurance companies can get to you right there on the spot, you know. And they're all reputable companies. And like I said, they're all IEN approved. Then we have, like, horse transportation on the ground. Creech Brothers is one of the best horse transporting companies in the world. These people have great equipment. They have experienced staff. The office personnel can tell you how to get there, when to get there. So whenever you go to the sales, whenever you're buying just a single horse, whatever you're doing, you call Creech Transportation, and Creech Transportation will be able to get you to where you're going, no matter where it's at here in the United States. And their prices are reasonable. They have quality help, and they've got fantastic equipment. And it makes you feel good to take your horse off a trailer like that. And I'm telling you, if you spend $10,000 on a horse and you put it on Creech's trailer, when you're walking him off, he looks like $25,000 horse coming off that horse, horse trailer. And that's how good those people are. They make sure they fit all your needs. And then we have equine air transportation. People don't really think about how horses get to Europe or to South America, or to Asia, you know, that type of thing. And if you go to our equine air transportation, the Tim Duda Corporation for years has been shipping horses all over the world. That's timduda.com, and to schedule your next flight. And they're very professional, whether it's domestic or international. And you know that when he gets you taken care of, all your paperwork's done. The only thing you got to do is put your horse on the plane. And, you know, the horse will arrive at the destination on time every time, and they arrive healthy. That's the main thing, because their attendants take care of the horses and make sure that they're given plenty of hay, plenty of water, and they monitor them to watch out for any indication that they might not be traveling very well. That's timduda.com, the best in the business. And I should know, because I used to fly for Enstone Air Services. And we were the one of the leading companies in air transportation. In fact, Enstone Air Forwarding made all the boxes that go into all these different airplanes that the horses travel on. And I really enjoyed that. I've been to 12 different countries in my career, and I really enjoyed transporting horses. And then as I got older, one thing led to another, and so I became more of an office person and hands-on on the farm person than I did anything. And then we have Feeding Your Horse, Hallway Feeds, best feed company in the world. Bar none, best feed company in the world. You can call the folks at hallwayfeeds.com and tell them what kind of horse you have, where you're located at, and what your problem is or what you need to do with your horse. And they can actually make a program, create a feed program for your horse that will get him to the winner's circle, to the show ring podium. They're just unbelievable. And with all the videos that they have, if you go there and you see a YouTube video, a virtual tour of hallway feeds that we have on there now, and it'll give you some idea of what goes into making feed and what they need to do. It's a great little YouTube thing, and that's at hallwayfeeds.com, rintv.org there. And then, of course, one of the things that we do here at IEN, and this is every horseman, anybody that's related to the horse business, even the people that aren't related to the horse business, we have Walmarts. Walmart is on our list, and you click on the walmart.com, and they'll tell you how close you are to a Walmart. And notice I said how close, not how far away, but how close you are to Walmart, because there's literally a Walmart around every corner in this country. And, you know, that gives you quick access to it, and you can find out what the closest Walmart is to your racing venue, to the horse sales, to, you know, a lot of different places, you know, that you might be at, and you're really close to them. And then, of course, dear and near to my heart is our link that we have to Florida Fresh. Enjoy Florida before you get there. Plan your visit now at Florida, visitflorida.com. And we have so many things here to offer in Florida, and especially with the horse business being a major part of our economy here in Florida. Sometimes you just like to get away from the horse business for a day or so. And if you go to visitflorida.com, it shows you where all the amusement parks are, how to get to Disney World, how much it's going to cost you. You know, it talks about restaurants. It talks about the Keys, Orlando, Tampa, you know, Ocala, Jacksonville, Daytona, Miami. It tells you what all's there. And it's kind of nice when you can sit down and, you know, click one click and literally visit the state without going anywhere or getting tied up in traffic or anything like that. And then you can make your own decision where you want to go and how long you want to be there. But that's visitflorida.com and everything. And then, of course, my favorite part of what we're doing here is we're trying to bring live thoroughbred racing to the general public here. And on our At the Wire program, which is, you know, very exciting to go through. For example, we have live racing from international venues, such as Asia. We go all across the curl, South America, everywhere, Europe on an international basis. And then we have NYRA, the New York Racing Association. We have on there Talking Horses. And we have NYRA gets on there every week. And on, like, say, on the day before the race or the day of the race, in the morning, they have a program and they talk about what horses are running. They give you odds, statistics, and who they think is going to win. And so that's really nice because it's more technical. It's more informative. You know, they really get down into each race and tell you about the jockeys and the horse and the trainers and, you know, who should win the race and who doesn't. They're not right all the time, but they're pretty good at what they do there at NYRA. That's the New York Racing Association. And then we have live racing from, like, Aqueduct, you know, that's running now in New York, part of NYRA. We have Aqueduct. We have Del Mar. We have the Fairgrounds from New Orleans, Del Mar from California. We have Gulfstream Park from Miami. We have Laurel from Maryland, Woodbine from Canada. You know, so we have a variety of racetracks that we have there that we're doing. And just let us know what racetrack you'd like to see, and we'll get it up on our website, because it's nothing for us to add another track to At the Wire. You can go scroll down to the bottom of the page where At the Wire's at, and you can go to your favorite track. You can click on it. click on Maryland, and that takes you right to their website, and it takes you right to live racing with them that they have there. And it tells you all the news and updates on everything that's coming, and especially at Derby time. What you like to do is you like to get to the Churchill website, and they tell you about the Derby Festival that they have. It's a 10-day-long event prior to the Kentucky Derby. They've got the balloon races, the boat races, you name it, they've got it, there. And so that's what's exciting about that. The fireworks show is the largest fireworks show in the world, and it lasts over an hour. And, you can go and watch that, there, and you can watch past fireworks specials, and then you can wait for the future ones to come. And all of our websites that you go to keeps you updated and tells you what's on the horizon and what's going to be on there this week. Every week we update it, and they're going to be telling everybody what it is. And then the thing that I created here and that we're working on diligently now, and we're starting to get into a time crunch because of what we're doing, is called How They Get There. And how they get there, the journey starts with the owner. And the owner makes a decision to buy a horse and to run in the Derby. And to show you exactly how much each one of these different segments that we're going to have, the things that they go through, it's not all, just buy a horse and run in the Kentucky Derby. The owner has to buy the right horse. The owner has to do the right things, raising the horse. And then he has to select a trainer. And on there we have the trainer we select. The farm that we selected is Claiborne Farm in this week's. Then we have Todd Pletcher, one of the best trainers in the world, leading trainer year in and year out, and he's part of the super trainer. And then we have the equine transportation on how horses get to the Kentucky Derby. So that's very important. We have the blacksmith. How do they keep their feet and legs healthy via the blacksmith? We have on there Steve Norman, the hoof inside and out. He tells you about, the hoof and explains to you what's going on. Then we go back to how you feed your horse, hallway feeds. Then we go to equine sales, and which I'm a part of, myracehorse.com. I got a horse that I don't own a little part of. Put it to you this way. It's not the nose end of the horse that crosses the finish line first. It's back on the tail. My share in the horse is the last thing to cross the finish line, we'll say. But it's myracehorse.com. And if you go behind and go to there to our equine sales on our website, it clicks you right into myhorseracehorse.com, or you can watch a YouTube video that we have there, and it's behind the scenes at the Keeneland sales. You can finally follow the people and the guys and girls at myracehorse.com and see how they buy yearlings and why they buy yearlings. Great, great piece there. And then we come up with what we call the Kentucky Derby prep races. There's a series of races that you have to run in order to get to the Kentucky Derby. And this is very crucial because the owner and the trainer have to plan, and navigate and plan the journey to get to the Kentucky Derby. And it's difficult because there's a lot of races and a lot of different ways to collect points on there. And so, for example, the irony of the business is how do you want to get your horse ready for the Kentucky Derby? And usually the Kentucky Derby is a 20-horse field. And for years it's been a 20-horse field. And they haven't got away from that at all. Not at all. They're still on the the road to the Derby, and they got all these races that you have to collect points in order to get into the Derby. And the horse with the most points, they get into the Derby. It's providing, there's no more than 20 that they can get in there. But for example, We have out at Santa Anita Park on January 1st, which is Saturday. We have the 3-year-olds and up. It's a Kentucky Derby prep race. It's going 1 mile on the dirt. It post times at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern time, and it's called the Sham Stakes. It's a grade three. Now, the point that I'm making here is that the journey to the Kentucky Derby is very difficult. You got to know where to send your horses. You don't want to put your horses in with the, horses that are going to be, tough on you. You want to try to take the easiest path to the Kentucky Derby for your horse. For example, the Sham Stakes in Santa Anita this Saturday. Four horse field. DeSarmo has one horse in, Baffert has two in, and Ian Hardy has one in. A four horse field to earn Derby points. All four horses will earn Derby points in that race. You know, we don't know why they didn't have a lot show up for this race. It's a $100,000 purse. Maybe that was it. They were going for more. But four horse field. So that race is going to be like working a horse out prior to the Derby. Then we take a look and we go to Oaklawn Park, January 1st. We're going in there. The Smarty Jones Stakes. It's a $250,000 added, going a mile like the Sham Stakes, but we have a 14 horse field. And we have some of the best horses in the country there. It's a 14 horse field. So a lot of the trainers and a lot of owners said, hey, you know, this might work out good because the Derby has 20 horses in it, and this is a 14 horse field of quality, you know, horses. So we're going to find out what kind of horse we really do have. You know, it's a 14 horse field. We're going to see how he handles getting dirt in his face from the horses that are running in front of him. We're going to see how he navigates down the home stretch, you know, to the finish line with a 14 horse field when they fan out and they're making that drive from the 3/8 pole to the finish line. So it's not 20 horses, but it's 14. So a lot of horses could benefit from this. A lot of horses could be, you know, eliminated in this race. 14 horse field. Then we go on January 1st, we go to the Aqueduct Racetrack in New York. Up there we have $150,000 race. It's called the Jerome Stakes. It's going a mile also on the dirt, and we have a 8 horse field. And we've got quality horses in this 8 horse field. So any one of these three races, these horses can come out of there and they could get on the road to the Kentucky Derby. Now, they're going to have to run one or two more times before they get to the Kentucky Derby, because we're looking at a long, long time to go, before the Derby. We're literally looking at basically, 4 months, to get to the Derby and everything. So you're going to run your horse one or two more times, because the Thoroughbred usually runs every 5 or 6 weeks, and what they're doing. So, that's called How They Get There. It's going to be a made-for-TV documentary that we're working on now with IEM as the production and producer of the How They Get There for the Kentucky Derby 2022. Well, folks, this is about it for us today. We hope you enjoyed the show. We're trying to get a little more focused on what we're doing here. If you have any suggestions, be sure you call in to 561-466-1272. Talk to me directly and tell me what you'd like to see on the International Equine Network. And remember, the journey starts here on IEN. Thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to hearing from you next week.